House Bill 1118, an act to extend the time period during which previous driving while intoxicated convictions may be considered for determining subsequent offenses.
House Bill 1118 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, House Bill 1118 really is the proverbial simple bill. On line 6, overstrike 5 and replace it with 10. On line 12, overstrike 5 and replace it with 10. This bill will extend the time from 5 years to 10 years for which DWI convictions can be used to charge subsequent offenses. This is not a bill to stop people from drinking, although that might well be a worthy pursuit. That's not what we're aiming for here. This bill is designed to stop people who drink a lot of the time from getting into their car repeatedly and driving drunk a lot of the time. This bill will only affect people who drive drunk. If you want to drink yourself under the table, you're good with this bill. It won't bother you. We just want you to stay out of your car after you've done that. And this bill will only affect people, it will only affect people who drive drunk repeatedly. This bill is not aimed at the guy who gets caught once. This is aimed at a guy that frequently drives drunk. Now, I attended a safety council meeting some time ago, and a fellow was given statistics, so I can't necessarily say that I know where he got them or that he's actually terribly accurate, but I actually believe his statistics. I believed his statistics when he gave them to me. This gentleman estimated that the average person who gets arrested for drunk driving has already driven somewhere between 400 and 500 times drunk before he gets caught. And so when I say this is about repeated offenders, think about it. Think how often this individual has driven drunk before he got caught the first time, before he got caught the second time, before he got caught the third time, before he got caught the fourth time. In 1999, at the national level, 38% of persons killed in highway accidents in the nation were alcohol-related. That's at the national level, 38%. In 1999 in South Dakota, 41.3% of folks killed in car accidents were alcohol-related. In the first 9 months of this year, we're at 43.2%. Minnesota and Iowa already have in place what I'm trying to do with this bill. DWI convictions are counted for 10 years to charge out a subsequent offense in Minnesota and Iowa. In Nebraska, DWIs are counted for 12 years as a subsequent offense. I have had some people ask me if this is some effort or if it will be possible for insurance companies to keep track of drunk drivers longer to raise premiums. I called the Division of Driver's Licensing to double check what I thought I already knew. If you want to get a driver's history on an individual today, you can pay, I think, something like about $15 and you can get it for 5 years. Same thing is true for me or anyone else in here, and the same thing is true for an insurance company. An insurance company wants to get a driver's history. With the passage of this bill, they can get a driver's history for 5 years. With the passage of this bill, state's attorneys in the courts can get a driver's history as it pertains to DWI for up to 10 years. I don't think that's a bad idea. Again, I just want to reiterate, think about it. This is aimed not at an occasional drunk driver. This bill is aimed at people that drive once, twice, three times, four times. And don't forget, and I think we all know just as a matter of course, each time that individual gets caught, he's gotten by with it probably about 400 or 500 times. Now, I'm not talking about being under the table drunk. I'm talking about being legally drunk. I've had some comments made about we're concerned about the young fellow or the young gal that gets in trouble in college and has this record following them. I'd suggest to you that if my wife or my daughter get killed by a drunk driver, it isn't going to make any difference to me if they're 20 or if they're 60. They're going to be just as dead. And remember that young folks are no different than older folks. By the time they get caught, they have driven drunk repeatedly, over and over again. I urge your support of this bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Senator Elders, if it's our intent to just basically punish the driver that's driving drunk all the time, then why don't we change the language from may to shall and make it so it is not permissive?
Senator Albers.
Yes, I would answer the question, but exactly what are you referring to?
Well, I believe it's in
line 2.
Well, line 6, I would say. Line 6, if you see the may over there, if you would change that.
Yes, I see what you're talking about. You'd like to know why we shouldn't perhaps change that from a may to a shall?
If your intent's to get the chronic drunk driver, I'm just wondering why that wasn't changed.
I honestly can't answer why it wasn't changed. It's certainly not a part of the bill that I'm trying to do. I think that it is possible that a previous legislature did want to give some sort of slack, if you will, to certain people. If you could show mitigating circumstances to a state's attorney, and maybe he wouldn't charge you out as a second or a fourth or a fifth. I'm only guessing that's what a legislature might have been doing.
Senator Hutmacher, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senator Albers, I guess I kind of disagree with some of the statements that have been made. We talk about the drivers who are, you know, chronically drunk, and I don't think that this bill is really going to distinguish that. And we talk about people with high blood alcohol contents, but I think if you look at the statute, it doesn't make any reference to whether you're at a 0.10 or a 0.20 or a 0.30, you're still guilty. And I believe also that state's attorneys with this bill are going to be more, I guess, in favor of reducing charges for certain individuals down to reckless away from DWI than they currently are. That makes me just a little nervous as we're writing exceptions into the law, or basically writing exceptions into the law sometimes that would stop from, you know, I guess punishing me. You know, it may be myself that's picked up for my second DWI, and if I've got a good name in the community, the state's attorney's going to say, well, yeah, Jim, we really like you, so we're going to reduce this charge to reckless. And I don't believe that's the intent of the law. I don't know that that happens out there now, but I would guess it probably does some, and I think if we pass this bill the way it is, it's going to happen out there more. With that, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk, and I would waive the reading.
Motion.
It's 118.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the Hutmacher motion. Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. What this does is takes it from 2 and 5 years or 3 and 10 years. So I think we're after the chronic driver, drunk driver at that point. I think it's a very simple amendment. I would hope that we could pass this amendment. And if we can't pass the amendment, I would hope we can defeat the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
I would move to table the pending amendment.
Motion is to table the Hutmacher motion. Those in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay.
No!
The motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1118.
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
A question of the sponsor, Madam
State
President.
Your question.
Senator Albers, if a person drove drunk one time and was convicted and never had another drink for 9 years and then was picked up for driving drunk, would this apply?
Senator Albers.
Yes, sir. In a case like that, that individual could be charged with a second offense, which would be a first-class misdemeanor.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President, if I may. I'm going to tell you a true story. And the reason I know it's true is because this man was a customer in my bar. He had two young grandchildren, and he had them out. He'd been drinking, and he got picked up for DWI. He quit drinking that day. He never took another drink, and he was a regular patron of my establishment. I never saw him take another drink in my life. But I do know 9 years later, he drove down to American Legion convention in Rapid City and had some drinks and got picked up. And to this man's credit, I said, boy, you have tough luck. And he says, no, I'm glad I got stopped before I hurt somebody. But the fact is, the man made two mistakes in 9 years. Two mistakes in 9 years. And now we're going to take it to 10 years. You know, sometime we say you have paid your debt to society. Now, if this bill was structured to get the person that drove drunk repeatedly, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But it's not structured that way. You know, we've heard many times, good intentions make bad laws. This is the case in this bill. Please vote no.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Madam President, I move to table House Bill 1118.
Is there a second? The motion is to table House Bill 1118. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
No.
Brown?
No.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
No.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest? Greenfield? Hagen? Hangey?
No.
Ham?
No.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
No.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
No.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam? Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons, Bitter,
no.
Valesky,
no.
Sorry, Whiting,
no.
Senator Duxbury,
aye.
Senator Everest, Senator Ketzel?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Greenfield? No. Madam President, ayes 15, nays 18, excused 2.
The tabling motion has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost. Further remarks on House Bill 1118.
Madam President. Senator Bogue.
President.
I'll take Representative 2.
Senator Bogue.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate,
I think you've heard plenty of stories already, and I want to also say that I know that Senator Albers has the highest integrity on this bill and intentions behind the bill. But having said that, we are stretching ourselves way beyond what we're talking about in this bill, because not only are we talking about those that drink and drive more than once, I think we should get away from the word repeatedly, simply because I think my definition of repeatedly encloses a smaller time frame than apparently Senator Albers does. But I think you need to look at the bigger picture, because in Senate Judiciary we had a bill up which is part of T21, our federal transportation law and funding act, which redirects funding because we have failed to adopt part of that federal law in South Dakota. That requires that we adopt more strident mandatory penalties for the DWI laws in this state. Now, we actually haven't lost any funding because it's just simply been redirected to law enforcement efforts to curtail those types of offenses. But it will be a very small stroke of a federal pen to change it from a redirection to a loss. And there we are once again dealing with the federal government telling the state of South Dakota what to do. And if you want to talk about what that particular act is, for those that might not have read it, it's Senate Bill 233, which talks about unconditionally revoking driving privileges, taking the license plates off of vehicles, and refusing to be able to give, even on a second offense, a work permit for those people that are convicted of a second offense. I'm not comfortable making that change because, like Senator Apa, I too have run across individuals in my practice that have made two mistakes. In fact, I'm aware of a current individual that's made two mistakes back to back before his first offense actually made it to trial. So he's going to have two convictions within a single year. Now, absolutely no question, he's goofed up, and there's no excuse for that behavior. But as Senator Apa points out, he can go 9 years from this point and get a third, and he's a felon. Do we really want to take that step to take all the discretion away from our judges if this bill comes back again? Because this bill that we're dealing with today has not been here just once before. It's been here several times before. And I'm sure we'll see it again next year. But if we really want to deal with the problem, we should take out the year restriction altogether. If you really want to get to the repeated offenses, why do we even talk about it being 5 years or 10 years? Just take the restriction off altogether. They stay on your book forever. But we're talking about a time frame, and I'm sure it's a political compromise on Senator Albers' part that we're trying to make sure that we're talking about an acceptable time frame. Well, what is acceptable? To me, 10 years is not acceptable. Repeated, to me, deals with someone who's doing this repeatedly in a short period of time, and we want to get those people off the road. I don't want to argue statistics with Senator Albers because I don't know where those numbers came from, and frankly, I don't have any of my own. But look at Senate Bill 233. Look at what the federal government has done to us on so many other aspects of what our law is. Look at the Brady Law that they've dealt with on firearms and other things. We're heading down a dangerous, slippery slope here, folks. Let's be very careful about voting for this bill. It's not just simply a simple little grammatical change of the word 5 to the word 10. A lot of other things go with this bill. I urge you to vote no on this bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Well, I would like to strongly urge you to support this bill. We've had bills like this, and I remember the first couple of years I was in the Senate and I brought, or in the House, and I brought a bill in that even went as far as confiscating the vehicle, and I can remember the debate, and that's why this brings that issue back to me, and some of the arguments were made about the inconvenience that it might cause this person that's had a second offense. And some of the testimony at that time, I remember, was about what it takes to get a second offense. And not only is it the possibly 400 or 500 times a person's driven, but this one individual had, like, I believe, 63 DWIs that were still working on his second offense before he was even convicted of a second offense So it's not somebody that we're talking about in this situation, because I agree with Senator Albers that, you know, we're not talking about somebody that wants to go out and drink themselves under the table. We're talking about drinking and driving. This is one of my issues that I don't understand why there's a reluctance. I'm one of those that used to and have quit. This is something that people do make decisions. They can make the decision. If the penalty is strong enough, they can stop. They can quit. They can call a taxi. They can call a friend. Most bars will provide the transportation. This is an issue that affects the lives. You know, we just passed a bill just about an hour ago that tried to protect the people in South Dakota by requiring seat belts. And if you look at the numbers behind those that are in the fatalities, off the top of my head, they're in over the 60% of those that are involved in those fatalities alcohol has been involved. That to me is the issue. Are we going to get serious about it? Are we really wanting to get serious about trying to protect people? This is one where a simple decision, and maybe the penalty will encourage them to make that decision, will save lives. There's a lot of talk about some of the other federal issues. Maybe this isn't the right bill. Maybe it isn't. But it's a step in the right direction. I hope it saves lives. I hope we send the message as leaders in the state that this is something we don't want people doing. We won't tolerate drinking and driving. It's important to us that we set an example, tell the people to get a taxi, but I just urge you to pass this again. It may not be the full everything we need, but it's a step in the right direction.
Further remarks, Senator Hamm.
Madam President, thank you, Madam President, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Well, I do know where my statistics came from. They came from the Institute of Insurance for Highway Safety, and it grades us in how we in South Dakota look at how much safety we have on our highways. And under the DWI, we are marginal. How did we get to be marginal? Because we have a 5% higher death rate due to driving while intoxicated than any other state in the nation. That's how we get to be marginal. Do we want to continue to be marginal on our highways? I don't think so. Tourism is a very important part of our state's economy, and what do? We allow people to get picked up time and time again to drive on our highways and kill our families, and I hope that you will vote for House Bill 1118. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Albers, assuming that we pass this today, will people who have had prior convictions for driving while intoxicated be included in this? Assume that assume two prior offenses and assume they've both occurred since 1997.
Senator Albers.
I'm sorry that I don't know for sure. I think they would be, but you're asking, is it retroactive? Is it going to count the people who are? And I'm not absolutely certain. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. The law would become effective on July 1st, but whether it affects everybody since prior to that, I'm just not certain.
Thank you. I
Senator Greenfield, you have the floor.
I had a follow-up, but the fact that that question couldn't be answered renders my follow-up mute, so I thank you for the answer.
Further remarks, Senator Albers.
I'm going to be very quick about this. I want to allay some concerns about the may and the shall and the state's attorney reducing from DWI to reckless. SDCL 3223.1.3. Any person arrested for driving or being in actual physical control of a vehicle while the weight of alcohol in the blood of the arrested person is 0.10% or greater shall be charged with a violation of 3223.1. And I'm going to read the whole statute, but what the rest of it then says is that if the state's attorney decides not to, he must make a statement in open court, and file with the clerk of courts in writing his reason for doing so. I'd also like to visit with you just a second about the guy that didn't get drunk for 9 years. I do commend that fellow for not having his grandchildren with him the second time. But, and I don't know him, and it's possible that this guy got drunk 9 years ago and never drank again for 9 years. I'll tell you what. If that's true, he's the exception to the rule. And if he didn't drive many times before he got picked up in that ninth year, drunk many times for that second time that he got picked up in 9 years, again, he's the exception to the rule. Look, this bill is aimed, and regardless of what Senator Bogue says, this bill is aimed at repeated offenders. If you take position that I do, and you can all do that for yourselves. The guy gets picked up the first time, he's no different than some kid that breaks into a gas station. Seldom does he get caught the first time. Seldom does one who drives drunk get caught the first time. It's a good bet that when he gets caught the first time, he's driving drunk for the 400th time. I urge your support of the bill.
Further remarks, Senator Burroughs.
Call the question.
Question's been called. Is there a second? Those in favor of calling the question, say aye. Opposed, nay. The question has been called. The question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1118. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Putnam? Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Ketzel?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 20, nays 14, excused 1.
House Bill 1118 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.